Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Monte Carlo Fashions Limited Q2 FY25 Results Conference Call hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services. We have with us today Mr. Rishab Oswal, Executive Director, Mr. Sandeep Jain, Executive Director, Mr. R.K. Sharma, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Dinesh Gogna, Director, and Mr. Ankur Gauba, Company Secretary. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mehak Shah from Emkay Global Financial Services. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Shah.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to welcome the management and thank them for this opportunity. I shall now hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you, gentlemen.
Yeah, a very good morning to everyone, and thank you all for joining us for today's earnings call to discuss the performance for second quarter and first half of financial 25. Let me start by sharing the consolidated financial and operational highlights. For the second quarter under review, the company has reported revenues of 220 crore, representing a growth of 3% year-on-year. We had an EBITDA profit for the quarter of 28 crore, which has declined 17% year-on-year. Net profit stood at 8 crore for this quarter, a decline of 40% year-on-year. Talking about the first half of financial year 25, the revenue from operations stood at 346 crore, which is marginally declined by 2% year-on-year. EBITDA was around 26 crore, witnessing a decline of 13% year-on-year, with EBITDA margin reported at 7.52%. Net loss stood at 5 crore compared to net profit of 2 crore for previous year. Now, moving on to the operational performance, Monte Carlo Fashion continues with its endeavor to build a leading branded apparel company with continued effort to increase its distribution network. The company has added eight new EBOs in quarter two financial 25. With this, the total number of EBOs have reached 430 across 23 states and four union territories. Currently, we have 1,611 MBOs and 1,212+ national chain stores plus SAS. For brand Flock & Decker, the company has opened three EBOs and will continue to open more in size of 500-1,000 sq ft. For the coming year, we are committed to open 45-50 EBOs across India, including West and South. Our online sales through our own website stood at 3 crore for the first half of this financial year. Our online sales have picked up, particularly from our own website. We have tied with quick commerce partners like Blinkit, Swiggy, and Zepto for up to 30-minute deliveries, and have also collaborated with Salesforce to streamline and enhance operational efficiency and driving customer loyalty and experience. With this, now we open the floor for question and answer sessions. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Once again, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Once again, a reminder to all the participants that you can press star and one to ask a question. First question comes from the line of Saurabh Sartaj with ICICI Life. Please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Sir, I would want to know the reason for increase in inventory levels as of September 24 and vis-à-vis September 23, though overall sales in the quarter is almost at the same levels.
See, the inventory basically is built up because of the late dispatches, which is happening as winter is a little late this year. So it is showing more inventory in September 30th. But once we come in next quarter, so inventory will be lesser than the last year's levels. So because of late winter starts, the dispatches have been a little late as compared to last year.
Sir, my follow-up question is, could increase in inventory be attributable to increase in the number of COCO stores because last year at September 23 end they were 97 and now they stand at 128. So what will be the average inventory for each FOCO store that we are operating ourselves?
See, if I have clearly understood your question, yes, the one reason is that there have been increase in FOCO stores, which also increases the inventory. But at the same time, the major factor is the dispatches have been little late as compared to last year. And that is why the inventory is more looking in the books on September 30th as compared to last year's levels.
Okay, and sir, one last, what is the cash balance unencumbered as of 30th September 2024?
I think it's 290
CR. 290
CR? 290 CR.
Okay. Thank you. I'll join and follow up in the queue if I have more questions. That's it for now.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Viraj Parekh with Carnelian Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. A few questions from my end. First being, can we have some kind of sense on the winter outlook this season? Do you see it being late also this year as it was last year? And what is the kind of demand sentiment you're getting from your channel partners?
Yes, winter is a little late as compared to last year, and so that is why dispatches have been a little delayed. But as far as overall picture is concerned, we see that the sales have now started picking up in from last 1 week, and we don't see any reason that we should not be matching our guidance which we have given in the last conference call. We stick to our guidance of flat revenue growth to single digit revenue growth in this financial year. And we see that going forward, as we are in November right now, so October has been very good. If we compare across all the channels, October has been very good. And November, there is a now slightly pickup in the sales from last 1 week. And we are very optimistic going forward in this quarter also.
So, when we have a primary dispatch, that is when we book the revenue for the quarter, right? So there would be no scope of winter revenue shifting from Q3 to Q4 for because of a delayed winter. All our revenue booking will be on dispatch basis, right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, you're right.
So if any kind of, I won't stick you to a number, but some kind of year on your quarterly outlook can give for the sales as compared to December 23 in terms of volume or in terms of value, because I think our trade show has been good, so I think you are in a place to help us understand how the Q3 will pan out.
I think broadly we have already given the guidance that we would be, see, we normally give annual guidance, we don't give quarterly guidance, so broadly we have given the guidance that we will be sticking to the earlier guidelines of having the flat revenues in this financial year as compared to last financial year. And we have also reiterated that the margin would be better in this financial year, in this quarter as well as in the next quarter as compared to last financial year, because the inventory issue which affected us last year majorly in margins has already been sorted out. So that is a good thing right now. I think we can say that we will be definitely having a flat revenues but with improved margins.
So since you touched upon margins, I know that we look on an annual basis and a cumulative basis, but just for this quarter, I see our other expenses have increased a bit more, which is, led to some pressure on our margins along with our ad spend. So if you can please tell me, because other expenses on an overall basis, including ad spend, increased by 25% year on year. So if you could just, give me some granular kind of breakup of the increase in the other expenses.
The ad spend have increased because we have launched a new commercial. So that expense was incurred in this quarter. But going forward, I think the guidance which remains is around 3% of our sales is the ad revenue. So that will balance out in the coming quarter and also in the Q4 quarter. So overall other expenses, I don't see any increase as far as other expenses are concerned. Yes, there have been increase in the personal expenses, which is salary, which is a regular increment, which happens every year. So definitely there is an increase in that, but I think that will be nullified by the improved margins in the product and lesser inventory we have right now. So overall picture I can share you is that the revenue should be flat in this financial year and margin would be better as other expenses would be in control going forward in this quarter and next quarter.
Is it possible for you to give some kind of a range for our margins for the annual on an annual basis?
It will be difficult for us to give you a range as of now because we are in the mid of November. But I think I can give you a better picture once we end this quarter, you know, maybe in the next conference call.
Understood. So can I ask two more questions or should I get back in queue?
Yeah, sure.
So sir, last year we had an issue in relation to our discounting and return, right? I mean, one thing we pointed out because of the demand was weak. Secondly, you know, few channel partners were more on SOR basis. So in terms of correcting our strategy, I was looking at our presentation. You know, the mix of our channel revenue mix of our channel partners has been more or less same, especially increase on the EBO side, where it was 7% last H1 and now it's 8%. However, I think we had a pain little bit on our LFS partners, which I think we included NCS, the National Chain Stores. That has remained as it is year on year, H1 last year and H1 this year. So can you help me understand how are we improving our channel mix and a little bit more on the discounting and return policy for this financial year?
I think the channel mix would more or less remain same and maybe a little more in case of MBO, SIs and EBOs. A little lesser in LFS, but there will be increase in the online sales in this year as compared to last year. So that is the broad channel mix. What was the second question which you asked?
So last year we had little bit
of
discounts.
Yeah, so last year the issue was because of the more inventory which we were carrying from the last year's levels. So our retailers were having more inventory. So that I think corrective action already been taken by the company as we told you in the last conference call also. That inventory was already been taken care and the production of this year has been lesser as compared to last year's level. And also, you know, at this point of time, the stocks at retail level, whether it is EPO or SAS or MBOs, it is lesser as compared to last year's level because of lesser production we have gone for this year. So I don't think there should be any inventory issue going forward and we have taken all the corrective actions. So we only look forward, you know, at a very good year, particularly next financial year because all these issues have been sorted out in this financial year as well.
So will you have a number of our inventory levels in right now in winter 24 versus winter 22?
If you see this inventory of this quarter, basically first half, it looks more because dispatches have been delayed. But one thing which I can guarantee you with surety is that once we end this quarter, 31st December, you would see that inventory level has drastically come down as compared to last year's levels.
Sorry, sir, let me rephrase my question. I didn't mean that. Not the inventory of the company, but the inventory level at our channel partners in winter 22 versus winter 24.
As of now, though, the inventory is more in companies' warehouses because dispatches have been delayed to October, basically from September. But if you talk about the retail levels, even though at retail level the inventory is at last year's level, it is lesser than last year's level because of less production and less dispatches from the company.
But we'll get back to you with the detailed answer on your email.
Yeah, for this question.
Thanks, Rishabh. And so just the last question, the last participant asked about the cash reserves. I mean, we have around 290 crores of cash sitting on our books. Any plan we have utilization of cash for increasing the growth prospects going ahead? Or is it too early to call for that?
I think it's too early to call for that. Company is already giving, you know, a dividend every year and a part of the cash is being used. So right now, as of now, we don't have any plans for utilization of cash in any other way, but definitely the company is going ahead with dividend policy and any other policy if it comes up, definitely we'll let all the exchanges know about that.
Yeah. Thank you so much, I'll get back into you. All the very best.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Aastha Maheshwari with Roka Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. I just wanted to know, are you planning to venture out in quick commerce as well? And how much of your revenue comes from online as well as offline sales?
Yeah, hi. This is Rishabh Desai. So I'll answer the second part of the question first. So around 7.5% of company's revenue comes from online sales as a whole. And looking at quick commerce specifically, we've just closed two deliveries to Blinkit and Swiggy respectively. And we're also in talking terms with Zepto about future collaboration with them. So we're experimenting with quick commerce, and it's a very new vertical for quick commerce as such. Very few brands have tried. So we are also trying our hands there, and having a strong equity during winter, it was easy for us to get into quick commerce. So let's see. I think by next quarter, we should have an update on the performance of this vertical.
All right, sir. So I just wanted to know, how much do you spend as an advertising spend during this quarter and upcoming winter season as a percentage of sales? And what will be the target for this year?
So on
I think the demand scenario is being a little muted this time around.
Yeah, so as we mentioned before, so we target our advertisement spend at 3% of our net sales on an annual basis, and we'll stick to that target.
So coming to the winter sales particularly, can we say this winter season will be kind of muted considering the consumer sentiment compared to last year?
It should be at par with last year, not muted, and because there's less pressure of inventory on us, so this will, that gives us headroom to offer lesser discounts. So I think the top line should remain the same as last year, and we should be working on improving our margins this year.
All right, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next question comes from the line of Saurabh Sartaj with ICICI Life. Please go ahead.
Sir, I just wanted to know that what are the actual inventory levels as of October end?
We don't have an inventory level of October end as of now, but I think definitely you can send an email to us so we can share our inventory level of basically 31st December, because right now the season is going on. So the most prudent thing should be that we should look at the inventory level of 31st December this year and last year's levels. So that we can update you by, I think, on the first or second week of January.
Okay. And the next question is, like, volume-wise, last financial year was subdued. So this financial year, volume-wise, would the volumes would be at same level as last year? Or are you seeing any marginal upticks or any downtrends at that at volume level?
More or less, I think the volumes will remain same. So we don't see any major increase in volume also, and also major decrease in volumes. So volumes will almost remain same at last year's levels. And the revenues will also be, same as compared to last year's levels.
Okay. And the one last question is, sales return for the last Q2 of financial year 25 was roughly 52 crores, which is at similar level as Q2 FY24, which was 58 crores. So is this still high? Is there any rationalization that we are expecting going forward? And what is the appropriate level that you want to achieve in sales return parameter?
No, I think it is lesser than last year if you see at the full first half. And we anticipate that going forward in this quarter and next quarter also, it will be lesser than last year's level. So there is no benchmarking of how much sale returns we should have in this season, but our intention is that we should be at least 10% less as compared to last year's levels in sale returns.
Okay. Okay, so thank you. You have already answered it. Yes, it would be beneficial if October inventory levels could be shared in some point in this conversation.
Yes, sure, we'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Keshav Garg with Counter Cyclic PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, last also you mentioned about margin improvement in this financial year by approximately 100 to 200 basis points. So, but if we see for the first half, our margins, our EBITDA has actually gone down from 21 crore last year H1 to 12 crore in this year H1. So, I mean, are you confident that for the full year we'll be, I mean, in H2, the growth has to be significantly more year-on-year to compensate for the lower margins in the first half?
If you closely look at the figures of first half, the major impact was basically advertising. So advertising will, you know, even out in third quarter and fourth quarter. So that effect will be nullified. And also, we had a high-value dispatch, which normally happens in this quarter as compared to second quarter. So that would again improve our margin. So we are very confident that whatever we have stated earlier in our phone call, that there can be 100 basis point of margin improvement. So as of now, we don't see any challenge in doing that, because the October has been very good, and November has just picked up because of now the winters have started in northern region. So going forward, the one thing which is, you know, control is in inventory. So last year, why margin went down was because we were sitting on a large inventory. For that, we need to push it, push the inventory through higher discounts and higher discount sales. And also there were higher returns. So those things have been taken care of. So that is giving us the confidence that this year we will have no inventory issue, and also the discounting should be lesser than as compared to last year's level. So that will help us in improving the margins going forward.
Right, sir. And, sir, if we compare with our peers, like, for example, if we see Cantabil Retail, sir, they have basically maintained their margins. And, sir, like, if we compare our performance, though I understand our winter wear contributes more, sir, but there, our EBITDA has fallen from 220 crore peak in FY 2023 to almost 140 crore in trailing 12 months. Whereas, sir, they are stable at, they did 165 crore in FY 2023, and they are doing 172. So they have not experienced any fall, neither in the margins, and, sir, actually, their revenue has actually increased. Sir, so at least in the non-woolen wear, we should be, I mean, comparable with them?
See, Cantabil operates only in one channel, that is EBO channel, and they don't operate in LFS or in, you know, MBO channel. So we operate in all the channels. So sometime we got impacted in one channel and other channel is performing well. So EBO has been doing well. So there has been some impact of inventory at our LFS and, you know, MBO last year. So I think those impacts has now been taken care of. So going forward, as we have already stated, that we will be having improved margins as compared to last year financials level. And I can't comment on the Cantabil's performance, because I can only comment about our performance. That will definitely be, you know, improving our performance as compared to last year in this.
Right, sir. And sir, our right to use assets and our rental expenses continuously increasing. So, how many more company-owned stores we plan to open, and why aren't we exploring franchisee-owned, franchisee-operated or franchisee-owned, company-operated stores so that our fixed expense can reduce?
See, we had stated earlier also that the blend of company-owned stores and the franchise should be around 10%-15% of the company-owned, and balance should be franchise stores, and as it reduces our CapEx also. But at the same time, wherever there are opportunities where franchises won't be able to make money out of it, as there are some higher rentals in some locations, whether it is in mall, in high streets, so company go and prefer to have their own outlets. First of all, to increase their awareness in that area where it has a high footfalls, and secondly, we don't want to lose a chance to be present in that area which attracts, you know, higher footfalls. So that is why company go and open their own outlets in those areas. We have opened basically more in Delhi and South, where their rentals are high, and also South, we're not able to find franchises who can invest in our brand right now. So that is the reason that company has gone for company-owned outlets in these areas.
Sir, and lastly, if you could give us some idea about the receivables and margins in the different segments, different sales channel, like, for example, online, franchisee-owned, franchisee-operated, company-owned, company-operated, multi-brand outlet.
and large format stores, sir, how does our receivables and our margins, they vary in each of these segments?
See, we can't share it in a public domain. It is something which is discussed internally in our management. But we can give you a broad idea of all the channels, how they operate, and we can send a mail to you. You can please give us your email address.
Sure, sir, we can do that. And sir, but if sir, in general, if you could tell us that where the margins and receivables are higher or lower, sir, so that we know that as the sales mix changes, sir, for example, as the contribution of online keeps on increasing, sir, should the margins keep on reducing and should the receivables keep on increasing or like what to expect with the change in product mix? That's what I was
saying. I'm glad to share that the online have higher margins than the rest of the channels. So there is no worry about that the online sales are increasing. It is only adding to my margins because we have a same policy of same pricing across all the channels. So and as far as total margin layout is concerned, so there has been a difference of 100 to 200 basis points across all the channels. So that is not a major difference, I think, across all the channels. And the company is basically playing in all the channels almost at the same margin of difference of 100 to 200 basis points.
And so what about the receivables? Are the receivables higher in online?
Yes, the receivables are basically more in MBO-SI segment because we have a 90 days payment basis. But in case of online, LFS and EBO, it is a sale-based. So as the sales happen, the receivable comes to us.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Viraj Parekh with Carnelian Asset Management. Please go ahead.
So just another follow-up which you've already addressed twice before on the advertisement expenses. I was just looking at the quarterly trend. We've already spent around 19 crore of in ad expenses in the first half. Now, as I see the last 2 years, the H2 has had a higher share of ad expenses compared to H1. So how are we supposed to look at it? Will we be like capping our ad expenses at 35 crore or is there a high possibility for that to reach to go above 45, 50 crore?
So thank you, Raj. So no, there's no plan of increasing our ad spend to the levels of 45 to 50 crores. There are two reasons why you see higher spend in advertisement in the first. First is that we've produced a new campaign for our winter collection as well as our summer collection. So all the cost of that production has been added into our first quarter. Second, as a being heavy on winters, the management took a deliberate call to spend extra during the summer season to promote our summer categories more, as we don't need that much advertisement during winters as we need during summers for education of our customers. So that is the reason you see highest spend in the first half. But on an annual basis, we'll maintain our guidance of 3% of total revenue.
Thanks, Rishabh. And just another question. A few quarters ago, we launched a shoe collection. So just wanted to understand how are we doing on that front and, you know, what are the plans going ahead to scale on that?
So, Viraj, when we launched footwear, we did a pilot run. We sent it to around 40 of our EBOs. But what we soon realized that our EBOs were not, the store design was not accustomed for selling a pair of shoe. Then we took a call that we will focus online, and I'm very happy to tell you on an average we are selling 150 to 200 pairs per day online. This is with minimal advertisement, and the first lot of shoes that we had got, we have sold that out. We've ordered a second run of around 20,000 pairs, which should be coming in the next 2 to 3 months.
Can we quantify the revenue from footwear in H1?
Yeah. So, to date, we've done around 3.4 crores of revenue from footwear.
And for the quarter?
Quarter, 1 second. Out of that, 2.15 crore has come from the last quarter.
Understood. And we see this reaching around 10 crores or 7-8 crore by this end of financial year?
No, I don't think so. It will reach 10 crore this financial year. We can target 10 crore for the next financial year. This year, we are still not in a position to give you a definite number on this.
Understood. Thank you so much, Ajay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes on the line of Guneet Singh from counter-cyclical PMS. But before that, just want to give a reminder, press star 1 to ask a question.
Hi, sir. Thank you for this opportunity. So, sir, our revenues in H1 have been flat or slightly lower year-on-year, and you're guiding for a flat revenue in FY25. So, sir, I would like to understand, our number of EBOs have gone up by about 15% year-on-year. So, I mean, what is the reason that you're still guiding flat revenues, I mean, despite EBOs going up? And also, sir, I observed that our number of MBOs have, the volume has fallen from 1,774 to 1,611 year-on-year. So, what is the reason for fallen MBO and distributors?
See, that is why we are, you know, saying that we will be having a flat revenue growth, because there has been a declining trend in the like-to-like sales in the first 6 months. So we see that there should be a decline of around 3 to 4% as far as like-to-like growth is concerned. That is why with the addition of EBOs, we would be like to compensating the growth which has been in declining in EBOs. And also there has been some decline in the SIS and MPO also, in LFS also. So that would, addition of EPOs and addition of online sales would compensate that. So that is why we are, you know, guiding for a flat revenue growth in this financial year.
So why have the number of MBOs and distributors declined by about 10% year-on-year? What is the reason?
What happens with MBOs? MBOs are basically small mom-and-pop stores. And as you see, more and more of these MBOs are getting converted into bigger formats, which are known as shop-and-shop. We have around 250 of these shop-and-shop in our company right now. All of them have been converted from MBO to shop and shop, and the penetration of these small MBOs are decreasing day by day. Also, there are around 50 to 60 MBOs that the company closes because of bad payment issues, or, you know, the business being too small. We are trying to focus more on bigger shop and shop and large format rather than small mom and pop store, which does do an average annual revenue of 10-12 lakh rupees a year. So we are focusing more on bigger customers rather than on smaller customers. And going forward, we foresee the number of MBOs getting reduced more, but the average billing per MBO will increase. So that is how we look at it.
All right, sir. And what would be the drivers of growth going forward? I mean, which channels would we be focusing on? And I mean, what kind of guidance do we have in terms of adding more EBOs in FY25 and guidance for FY26.
I think clearly the focus is on all the channels, because all the channels have been performing well, as rightly said by Rishabh. So focus would be on the SIS, where we are having higher sales as compared to smaller MBOs, and focus would remain on the EBOs channel also. We have given a guidance of around 40 to 50 EBO stores in this financial year. And there have been increase in online sales because of the addition of quick commerce also, which is rightly, I think, told by Rishabh in the earlier question which was asked. So the focus will remain on all the channels which have been growing. And we see that going forward in the next financial year, we will be more confident as far as Monte Carlo is concerned. And we anticipate going forward that we should have a double-digit growth next financial year. Because whatever problems have been there, last year's inventory levels, this year's inventory levels, and other things, they have been taken care of. So we have enough growth drivers for the next year to go for double-digit growth.
All right, sir. I mean, I would like to understand, in case the demand for next year remains the same, and, I mean, in terms of revenue, so, I mean, with the kind of efforts that we are putting in terms of increasing our EBOs or other channels, I mean, what kind of growth should we expect? I mean, just considering that the demand remains the same in terms of the effort that we're putting in, I mean, the internal projections that we have.
See, we see that the demand should grow going forward next year, because right now we have been impacted by the inflation, which is impacting all the consumers around India. So I think that once we have some interest cut rates from the RBI and also inflation comes down, demand will definitely improve. Everyone is looking at India very seriously, so we don't see any reason that why the demand should not grow next year. And if demand grows, definitely will be outperforming and will be growing double digits. As we have, I think most of the things which we were discussing last year have been sorted out, like inventory issues, like higher returns, like discounting and all. So we have learned a lesson from all these things which has happened last year, and there have been no shortage of efforts from our side. I am very confident that the results will also follow, in the due course of time.
Got it, sir. Just for modeling purposes, I mean, I want to understand, just if we consider that, I mean, same store growth remains flat and everything remains flat and demand remains the same. So, I mean, with the kind of effort that we are putting in terms of growing EBOs, MBOs, online channel, I mean, with everything else flat, what kind of growth should we expect just by the efforts that we're putting in internally? I mean, for modeling purposes.
Even though with a lot of pessimistic view, if we have that everything remains same, still we'll be able to grow around 10% next year.
All right, and along with that, you're expecting better demand and better inventory situation. So, I mean, with better margins and better demand, we should do better than that only as per expectations.
Of course, yes. Of course,
yes. All right, sir. Got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you all for participating in this earning con call. I hope we have been able to answer your questions satisfactorily. Still, if you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to us at our IR managers at Valerum Advisors or email us at investor@montecarlocorporate.com. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. On behalf of MK Global Financial Services, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.